is like people or death. You know? Get it? It kills you.
It was tonight in the news. Another example. Uh-huh. They warned of aspirin, Advil, Tylenol, Aleve. All these very commonly used painkillers that raise blood pressure. Now they realize that.
Yes. There was only two medicine that in the world of Maya appeared to be less harmful and more saving than anything else that has come to the thing. One is aspirin and one is antibiotic and penicillin. The rest, I would say, unmask. Even that should be unmasked. But I'm just saying in the world of thing. And we can either replace it, say, well, I am going to be a holistic person, or I'm going to be a homeopathic person, which is fantastic. It's much better. But that's not going to wake you up. Is still going to give you a remedy for an imaginary problem.
It's still a duality.
It is a duality. Remember one time, how many of you were here? I think, Mahmoud, you were here. I had a dream where I had extracted AIDS from somebody in my sleep.
I remember something.
Something.
It was a, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. I had a dream that I had closeness with a man. Afterwards, he said to me that he had AIDS. In my dream, he said, I'm really sorry I didn't tell you. I said, why didn't you tell me? He said, well, I'm sorry I didn't tell you. In my dream, I saw my mental wanting to find a solution. Immediately, I stopped and went in and realized in the dream that I could not be affected. So when I woke up, whether the man was gone, the disease was gone, having to find a remedy for it was
gone.
Where
did you go?
So all of these things were gone. Is the same with this dream. You know? So many, many years ago, I remember one of my order and one of my challenging obedience was to not repair, mend, fix this appearance world. Because when you do it, you believe there exists. When you try to fix something, that means you think it's broken. And that puts us in the trap of duality. Too much information, I'm sorry. I told you tonight.
Yeah, but it was easily digestible, I think.
Good,
yeah.
Good.
It's, you know, it's good. Not the first time I think we hear that.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Helps to hear it again.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes, it does. Yes.
It really does. It really, really does, because the truth first puts you to sleep, then the mind wants to grab it, then the mind gives up, and there is an understanding beyond the mind begins to get a taste of it. So it's not easily grabbed. And I tell you something that is amazing, amazing this. If the truth is spoken in a big hall with a lot of people, those that are not ready to get it, they will fall asleep, or something goes in their eyes, they have to leave the room, or something happens so they just miss it. Completely. Because it's not something that would be understood before the time is up. It's impossible.
That means we're handpicked.
That means we're ready. Yes. We're ready. If we have understanding without understanding, it's we're ready. And then we're no longer under the umbrella of cause and effect. Karma, reincarnation, bad and good, all are thrown into some sort of a pit. Namaste.
You have any idea why I leave the camera on? Because the last time after we quit, Tony came up with his doozy.
Sorry.
Well, I repeated it this time.
It was obviously not for the camera at that time. The camera wasn't ready.
That's right.
All of these things that he's collecting, and it appears to be helping people one day.